The book of Psalms stands alone in all the literature of the world. It is the prayer book of the man and woman of God. It extends in history from the time of Moses to the time when the children of God were in exile. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Psalms. In the historical section of the Bible, we meet David, the king of Israel. In the Psalms, we meet David the man. Here we see him on his knees, pouring out his soul to God. We find him in deep repentance for his sins. We find him singing songs of thanksgiving to God. We find him declaring his faith, rejoicing in his assurance, crying out for strength, deliverance, and instruction. Through it all, we meet ourselves. We identify with a soul in sorrow, with the deepest emotions laid bare. We meet ourselves in our yearnings and highest aspirations in our pursuit of God. As the young deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. In the Psalms, we find our spirits caught up in a very special way to the Lord in thanksgiving and praise, sharing our fears and griefs, and declaring our abiding faith. In the Psalms, we find spiritual nourishment in the pastures of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of our souls. In the Psalms, we recognize our own deepest wants, our searching after God, those longings that only God can satisfy, and those prayers of the soul that are answered in God alone. In the book of Job, we saw our suffering humanity struggling with one problem. But in the Psalms, we see ourselves in that far greater range of our spiritual nature. We struggle with our misgivings and fears. We are beset with the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. We are harassed by our foes. We are scorned and despised by our enemies as well as by those whom we thought we could trust. And from the pit of sin, humiliation, and defeat, we rise to the heights of triumph and victory by the power and grace of God. Three verbs and one noun appear time and time again. The verbs are trust, praise, rejoice. Trust is the first and foremost idea throughout the Psalms. Whatever the occasion, joyous, terrifying, or accompanied by the deepest sorrow, it drove David straight to God. Praise was always on his lips. Thanksgiving and praise were a way of life for David, the man after God's own heart. Rejoice was another of his favorite words. David's never-ending troubles and trials could not dampen his joy in the Lord. Over and over again, he calls upon all of us to sing and shout for joy. The noun is loving kindness. This word, which deals with the mercy and grace of God, appears hundreds and hundreds of times. David often spoke of the justice, righteousness, and wrath of God. But God's loving kindness was the thing in which he gloried. No other book in the Bible magnifies the Word of God as do the Psalms. Psalm 119 in particular is a declaration of the authority, inspiration, reliability, and indispensability of the Word of God. Likewise, no other book of the Old Testament sets forth in greater range the person and work of Jesus Christ. We see him at his birth, his life as a prophet, priest, and king. We see his death, burial, and resurrection, and the ascension into heaven. It describes in the most glorious manner his universal and gracious sovereignty over all the earth.